Let's go now to US politics, where two bitter rivals have teamed up in an effort to stop Donald Trump becoming the Republican nominee. It's been called a last-ditch attempt by Ted Cruz and John Kasich, who have previously demanded each other's resignations. They issued separate statements yesterday within minutes of each other, saying that they will agree to step aside in key upcoming states to allow the other one to have a free run at knocking over Donald Trump. Well, Trump has responded to this. He's called the move desperate and pathetic.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy, because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are.
Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, is with us now. Good morning to you, Simon. I'll get to that pretty strong response from Donald Trump in a second. But just firstly, to spell out exactly what they are going to do here, specifically, what this will allow Cruz to focus on Indiana and Kasich will clear the path for him there. What exactly are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that, Guyon. I mean, they are both of them, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, staring defeat in the face in 24 hours' time, because there's a string of primaries in five states up the East Coast, and Donald Trump is poised to win all of them very handily. And so, knowing that they're going to go down to defeat in those five states, Ted Cruz and John Kasich have said, right, after that's all over, let's agree that only one of us is going to campaign in some of the key states where primaries are still due to be held. So John Kasich would stop competing in Indiana, and Ted Cruz would in turn stop competing in places like New Mexico and Oregon. There is already some evidence to suggest that this understanding is not being particularly rigorously enforced, at least in its early hours. There have been indications that John Kasich is continuing to call for people to back him in Indiana, which is likely to irritate the Ted Cruz people. But let's say for the moment, let's assume that this agreement holds. Their idea is that in each of those states, it would then be a straight matchup between either Ted Cruz and Donald Trump or John Kasich and Donald Trump. And in all of those remaining states, there would then only be one choice for an anti-Donald Trump voter.
I know it can get complex, but is the mathematics supporting these guys? I mean, is it possible to knock Trump over for one of them if they go down this path?
Well, the maths is very, very complicated, and it isn't a straight mathematical equation, because you have all of these states where Ted Cruz has been vigorously trying to persuade delegates to the convention who are already pledged to Donald Trump in a possible second ballot at the convention to change their allegiance to Ted Cruz. Now, the Trump people say this is all a total waste of time. You heard Donald Trump there calling it collusion. They also argue that neither Ted Cruz nor John Kasich has the maths at their disposal in order to win the number of delegates at the convention that you need to win to claim the presidential nomination. But this is a battle to the death for Ted Cruz and John Kasich. They both know that they are drinking in the last chance saloon here of American Republican politics. And Donald Trump knows it too.
Now, Simon, you and I have talked about this before, but doesn't this move completely play into Trump's call that the establishment is somehow trying to Jeremiah the system here, or to change the system to try to lock him out? And doesn't this play into his hands?
I think it really does, Guyon, and you could hear that in the clip of Donald Trump that you just played there. This is a man who has said now for many weeks that the system is rigged against him, the decks being stacked against him by Republican Party elites and grandees who really don't want him to be the candidate. But those same elites and grandees have constantly failed to understand the threat that Donald Trump posed to them until it was too late. And I think really there will be many analysts here who say, look, for John Kasich and Ted Cruz, two men who have not really been able to stand the sight of one another for many months, for them at this stage of the game to be teaming up really does reek of too little too late.
Thanks very much, Simon. That's Simon Marks.